Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington at the Credit Union Analytics Conference, better known as CUlytics. This week, we're going to be looking all about the evolution of the credit union space and the role of the Chief Data and Analytics Officer. We have one right next to me, and you will meet her shortly. So I find the credit union space extremely fascinating. They are certainly separate and different than banks, but I like to describe them as the first neobanks around, where they have a very dedicated member base in specific niches. Teachers, parents, Disney employees as an example. And one thing that's very unique about the credit union space is how collaborative it is. We've certainly seen this across the industry within financial services more broadly with things like a lot of different things that people are looking at, but credit unions are doing something very special there, and they have a open dialogue, and I have never seen this level of openness anywhere within the space. I also personally believe that the biggest asset that financial institutions have is their data, and I've certainly talked about that before. So it's really exciting for me to see this new emergence of chief data officers and chief data analytics officers, which hasn't really been something in the past, all the way down to credit unions, which is super exciting. So with that, I would love to introduce you to my guest, Shira Spector, who is SVP and Chief Data and Analytics Officer at Partners Federal Credit Union. And before I let you speak, Shira, I just want to say you all know how much I love blended backgrounds and blended careers. So Shira comes from the hospitality and food industry. She worked at Burger King and a number of other places. And it's so exciting to see that come full circle back to financial services. So let me stop talking, bring it over to you. Tell me a little bit more about Partners Federal Credit Union, what your mission is, what's your connection to Disney?
Thank you. So Partners Federal Credit Union for the past 50 years has been serving cast members, employees, and Imagineers of the Walt Disney Company. So we are currently a $1.8 billion financial institution. We serve over 165,000 members across the United States. We offer a wide array of financial products that you would expect at the bigger banks: savings, checkings, loan, wealth management, and also the most innovative of account access. We know that our members expect, as being cast members of the Walt Disney Company. That connection to Disney is so important, and it really creates that exclusive connection to Disney, their employer, that creates for long-lasting relationships. We are cast members serving cast members at Partners, and it really is in service of helping our members make all of their financial dreams come true. That is our vision, and that is what we work for. That connection to Disney, also Disney is about making magical experience for their customers, and so we're all about creating that special and unique banking experience for our members. It's what they expect, it's what they deserve, and also Partners is so integral part of the Disney ecosystem that it creates that magical and that connection to the magic of their employer and even their former employer once they've moved on to another phase of their life, and that just creates longer term relationships for us with our members over time.
So I want to understand a little bit more about your role as Chief Data and Analytics Officer, and then more broadly, your passion behind it. I will let you all know, as you know, I have a number of interviews. I have never seen someone with the level of passion that Shira has for data and technology. Just reading, and this was shown through text. This wasn't even us talking, and I was very inspired. So I'd love for you to share with the audience kind of your perspective, your background, and then why you think that role is so imperative for the future.
So I can really just sum it up in one word why this role is so important, not just for me, but for any organization that chooses to put a chief data analytics officer in their leadership team, and it's all about culture. Technology can create the best data warehouses, the best reporting engines, and the best analytic models and algorithms, but that's not what creates the magic. And for an organization that has the courage enough to put this role in their leadership team is because they are committed to making data part of their dialogue and part of their strategy. And it is about a culture. At Partners, we say that our culture is so strong, it's the way we do things. And from my seat, it's the way data helps us do things. Having data being part of that dialogue, it truly is a culture. It's about challenging conventional thinking. It's about turning the Rubik's Cube just a little bit. It's about looking at things that we've always had our access to, but looking at it just a little differently. And it's about inspiring new ideas. All ways to enhance our strategy and the way we service our members. And so I am so lucky to be part of a leadership team that's not just ready for this journey, they're excited about the journey. And I only can look forward to what's going to come next.
Did that role, the role within Partners Federal, did that role exist before you, or were you the first one in that role?
No, it existed for a few years before I joined the credit union, and you know, I believe that our leadership team has been kind of at the forefront of thought leadership and innovation in the data space. So I am so lucky again to be part of taking them to the next stage of their journey with data. We're using it not just from an operational perspective, we're using it really to deepen our knowledge and understanding of who our members are, why they are part of our credit union, what's going to make them long-lasting members of our credit union, because for us it's about that relationship for many, many years.
Perfect. All right, thank you so much. So if you want to find out who inspires Shira, more about her background moving from different industries into the financial service space, well, actually it's full circle because she actually started at Goldman, as a matter of fact. Please click the link below to see the full article, and you can also access the entire interview on YouTube. Thank you, and until next week.